This is the podcast for JNS Spine.
Welcome to the February 13, 2015 podcast. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on surgical technique published today. Visualization of regional cerebrospinal fluid flow with a dye injection technique in focal arachnoid pathologies by Satoshi Yamaguchi and colleagues. The authors introduce a simple method to visualize the regional flow of the cerebrospinal fluid by using a dye injection technique in focal arachnoid pathologies. The authors surgically treated two patients with a dorsal arachnoid web and one patient with a focal adhesive arachnoiditis. In all three cases, surgical findings disclosed thickened arachnoid septa on the dorsal side of the spinal cord. To visualize regional flow of the cerebrospinal fluid, the authors injected 1 to 2 tenths of a milliliter of the gentian violet solution into the subarachnoid space just caudal to the lesion. In all cases, injected dye stagnated just close to the arachnoid septum. These findings documented the presence of the septum causing subarachnoid blockage of the cerebrospinal fluid. In two cases, the injected dye stayed close to the arachnoid septum without diffusion. To make a pathway of cerebrospinal fluid on the ventral side, the authors performed extensive arachnoid lysis. The lysis included not only the dorsal septum itself, but also the thickened arachnoid on lateral sides of the spinal cord. In the third case, the dye stagnated close to the web at first, but then diffused through nerve roots to the ventral side of the spinal cord. The authors only resected the dorsal arachnoid septum. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.